This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is a party. It is a party. Obviously, dial on with the assist from Allie. Been bringing the tunes all day, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. A lot of fun. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully, you guys are celebrating in an orderly fashion. Invite you guys 404-726-0929 to hit us up on the wake-up call. Two topics we threw out: how you knew your spouse or significant other was the one. And what was your highlight of the weekend? Could be sports or otherwise.
Good thing Allie's picking the music, because I don't think Drake made any good Cinco de Mayo songs.
Okay, before we move on.
Yes.
Okay. And shout out, hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. Allie dropped on us a minute ago that she is, in fact, a vegan.
I am.
I think I speak for everybody. No judgment on that. You were like, I'm not one of those. Like, I didn't even say you were.
I didn't know. They had meat at her wedding, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we did. But the cake was vegan. You didn't know that, did you, Bo?
I don't think I partook in anyways. Whatever. So but no, I didn't. Maybe I did.
We made it a week into this show with you joining us before we knew that you were vegan.
I'm surprised we made it that far.
So I know, and that's my point. Is like, so now I'm thinking back on it. I'm like, okay, we were talking about how we knew you were like, Grant was like, oh, her birthday is on Star Wars Day. Like, oh, she's the one. This is the unicorn. This is the dream girl. Like, how long into y'all dating were you like, did he realize that you were vegan? Was it just right off the top?
So we had had a conversation about ice cream or something, and he had brought up how great ice cream, Oreo ice cream sandwiches were. All right, so start of the day, he's talking about how great this novelty Oreo ice cream sandwich is.
Yo!
He brings
it. How far in is this, though? Like, how far in?
I mean, I think I knew him for a month or so
okay.
at this point.
All right, okay.
So, and then he then, after we had this conversation about Oreo ice cream sandwiches, he bought them. And.
Oh, dude.
I bet Grant had his serious face, too, when he's trying to get you to try something.
Oh, dude.
And I liked him so much, I did not refuse it. I was like,
no.
I'm just going to eat it.
Okay. You went non-vegan for Grant?
I did, because he's.
That's true love.
I was
right
like,
there.
He's so cute. I don't want it. He went out and purposely bought these Oreo ice cream sandwiches. So I'm going to eat it. And someone else, like, standing nearby was like, hey, aren't you? I was like, I know what you're doing. Don't say anything.
Kick him under the
table.
Don't say anything. Shut up.
Mike.
Shut up.
Mike.
Willing to fold my values for this guy. That's how I knew
Grant
the
knew. The moment that she told him that she was vegan,
yeah.
After that, that's when he knew.
Yeah.
There was another round of, like, candy later on. I was like, okay, I have to tell you something. I ate that Oreo ice cream sandwich, like,
no.
Because I broke my veganism for that. But I'm going to have to stop you here and let you know.
So what was that moment that you were like, yep, he's definitely the one.
I'm sorry to backtrack real quick, but I just want to let Bo know that Drake has a lot of songs with Mexican artists.
Stay on topic. No, Dylan.
And he has some very good Cinco de Mayo songs that I will be playing now, Bo.
You can't come back like 5 minutes after the fact. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can't be the Drake super fan.
Yes, I can.
And then come back 5 minutes later after a shot and act like you're going to justify. You clearly didn't know.
I did know. I just didn't want to talk over, and they already moved on. So I just picked my spot to go back. And so now I'm back spinning the block.
Well, we're not done with vegan Allie.
Yeah.
All right. I'm good. I said what I had to say.
Allie, I have to apologize. I might have made a comment that sounded like I was hateful to vegans last week, but really wasn't.
No.
What'd you say? Just that you were the meat man?
Well, remember my buddy's wife, she made those – the pasta shells, and she's vegan, and she made it real meat, though.
Oh, I forgot. Oh!
Yeah, you're like, they're pretty good.
Oh, how did you not? What? I'm just like, I'm piecing this all together in real time. She kept her mouth shut through that entire stanza that you went on about vegans.
Yeah, I know.
Listen,
my goodness.
Allie is now the best of us. We have realized.
Oh my God.
Literally, why I'm apologizing.
Get your foot out of your mouth right now.
Not only am I vegan, I am also a marathon runner, and you guys just found out about those things.
Yeah.
Because those have the stigma of them always talking about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I knew you could run marathons because I followed you on the Insta, but you're literally not one of those vegans, because most vegans have to remind you like every day that they are something. I'm a vegan, remember, like with social media posts. You don't do that at all, ever.
No.
So
Allie's officially the coolest vegan I know.
Yeah.
She's probably the only vegan you know.
I agree with you on that.
I'm pretty sure I know other vegans. Yeah, none come to the top of the mind though, besides Allie.
Yeah. We do need to move on at some point. 404-726-0929. If you guys want to hit us up on the wake up call or at 929 Morning Shift, you guys are just hanging out. You just showed up to work, wanted to comment on any of the stuff we've been talking about earlier throughout the show. I just got a text from my buddy Jefferson that was like, "Dude, I've seen that band before." And he saw, what was the name of the place?
Mad Life.
In
Woodstock.
Woodstock, which I've never heard of until this morning. Allie told me about Mad Life and Woodstock.
Never heard of that before?
No.
I mean, if you love cover bands, that is a great place to go, and you don't have to deal with, like, downtown traffic, that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Bo just looked at me like I was talking about Gas South Arena or something. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a place called Mad Life in Woodstock, bro. Like,
great. They have a restaurant.
I'm sure it's cool. Like, I'm not sleeping on it. I'm just saying I've never heard of it until today. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's earth-shattering news.
I saw a Kid Rock cover band there once.
Well, that goes for the further my point. I've never
Journey.
Really, like, yeah.
I've seen a Journey cover band.
Motley Crue cover band there.
You know who else we saw, Allie?
The best.
We saw a Prince cover.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That guy was really good. I mean, really good.
Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Dylan, let's talk to our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. Chief, what's happening?
What's happening, Chief? Living good morning, Tribal Chief. Michael P. Johnson, the people player. Allie Mack in the house, watch your mouth. Now, Allie, you know I like him, but I got a quick love story for you, Allie. I think you would like this, you know, because you're the lady in the house. So. I was 16 years old when I met my wife. She was 14. Actually, I've been married 34 years yesterday.
Wow.
Congratulations.
On that.
And the way I knew she was mine, Mike, we was in camp. We were at camp in Waycross, Georgia. And she's sitting next to the table in the cafeteria. And she looked at me and she looked at my plate. We were having beans and franks. Okay. And she knows I wasn't really, you know, paying attention. We're eating them. She was like, do you want your beans and franks? And I'm like, you can have them. And she put her hand on my hand and she said, well, thank you. And them hands were so soft. I felt a little right then. And ever since then, we've been together.
You had fireworks in the chest. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Chief.
Thanks for calling in. It's a solid point, man. Every now and then you just get that little sparkle right there in the chest, man. Hits you right in the guts and you're like, oh, that was the one. Anyways, thanks for calling in, Chief. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go over to Anthony in Covington. Anthony, what you got for us this morning, buddy?
Good morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo, in the great words of a wise man. I'm too drunk to taste this chicken. Good morning, everyone. How we doing this morning?
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
All right. Real quick, I'm going to tell y'all how I knew my wife was the one. It was real simple. Invited her over for a date. My girl was wearing a Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood shirt, and I asked her what her favorite beer was, and it was Past Blue Ribbon. I was sold. 12 years later, we're still sticking it together.
Yeah. A little PBR. Yeah, a little PBR. I love that, man. I love that. Appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, thanks for the phone call. That's
clearly a part of Squid Nation right there.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we forgot to ask Chief there was it's his 34th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
I'm curious if he got his wife a gift.
I bet he did.
I bet Chief did.
I bet he did. I bet they've lived through a number of
I don't know why that's relevant, Ollie. Yeah.
I bet they've lived through a number of big events like that and plenty of gifts over the years. No matter what else is going on, it's still your anniversary. Still Mother's Day, a big Mother's Day. Anyways, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Yeah, Decatur, baby. Mafia. What's happening, man? Good morning to y'all.
What's up?
I heard y'all talking about the vegan thing with Allie. Now, man, I've tried vegan food. I don't think I could go full-blown vegan because it ain't nothing like a good tomahawk or ribeye every now and then.
But no, you can't talk to vegans like that.
Yeah, I know, but it's
he no said with all due respect.
I got a buddy who's a vegan. With all due respect, because I got a buddy who's a vegan. That's how, so I tried the Slutty Vegan. I tried a burger from the Slutty Vegan. It actually wasn't too bad.
See?
It really actually wasn't too bad. For something for me to add, and every now and then where I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm by Slutty Vegan. Let me just go grab a burger.
Right.
Not that I would fully turn vegan, but I will say for those people who do speak bad against vegan food, like, don't do that unless you try it. You know what I mean? And it's not too bad. But like I said, Allie, no disrespect, but ain't nothing like that tomahawk. Y'all have a good one today.
Appreciate it, man.
You know when I realized I would never be vegan?
When?
Is like when we were like, I don't know, maybe it was 8th or 9th grade, and they came out with those vegan burgers, like the Boca burgers or whatever.
Right.
And my mom brought them home. She said, we're going to try these. We're going to be healthy. And I was like, I ain't eating this crap.
Well.
I tried it. And I was like, they weren't. But that was in the early days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that they're better. And I'm sure they're way better now. But back then, I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
This ain't the one.
Yeah, the fear now.
I'd rather eat a cow.
The fear now is because the food has gotten so good on the plant-based side that, okay, so vegan does not mean healthy. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
Anything that says vegan does not mean it's healthy. There
sure.
could be a crisis with some health issues if you only eat processed vegan food. It could be really, really bad for you.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's what they don't tell you that. That's why we have the great Ali Mack here to tell us.
Ali, I do want to get to this tweet that we got from Brandon Mincy at 929 Morning Shift. You guys want to share your love story. He said that him and his wife went to an event at a bar where a band was playing, and he was going to pay $40 for parking. And she said, no, let's go over there for $10.
Oh,
and he was like, oh, yeah, dude. You start getting a – yeah, I know Dylan's clapping. You start getting a coupon-informed spouse, like that's where it's at. You know what I mean? Like, I dated a girl one time that refused to use coupons, and I was like, nah, man, this ain't it.
No.
I got to break up. Got to move on.
Yeah, it's funny. Dylan's moment was when he realized he found another Eagles fan in Atlanta.
Yeah. That's see,
one of these days, you guys are going to stop spreading false narratives about me. I am a Falcons fan. I am not an Eagles fan.
Either that or the fact that she still gets in your car with all that duct tape on it.
Dylan, y'all aren't married, but did you have a moment with Simone that you need to share?
I absolutely did. So the moment for me was when – and we were just starting to talk and, you know, the relationship was a situationship, not a relationship.
Oh,
and
you weren't in the friend zone, were you?
Nah, I wasn't in the friend zone. Nah. But we just weren't at that – you know, we weren't, you know, committed like that yet. But anywho, my car – had actually broken down because we both worked for the Braves, and it broke down near Truist Park. So she came and picked me up. She came and rescued me because I was supposed to go to her apartment afterwards. So she had came and picked me up, and we actually sat there. She let me, like, kind of work, see if I could work on the car. You know, come to find out it was a blown head gasket, so it didn't matter what I did. But anywho, she sat there with me, and we sat there in her car and watched Netflix while I was trying to, like, let my car cool down and work on and stuff like that. And, you know, once she just bared with me on the car situation, I knew. I was like, yeah, she's the one.
Our knuckles touched on the gear shifter, and we were like, oh, man, this is it. Anyways, man, love those stories. Appreciate you guys all weighing in at 929 Morning Show. We do have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about those Atlanta Braves. We also got some Atlanta Falcons stuff to get to, man. Names that popped up on some of the websites over the weekend were Kyle Pitts and Braylon Trice. We'll hear from the assistant coaches talking about expectations for them in the coming season. Make sure you stick with us here. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 8:24 a.m. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in or the ride out or the ride through, wherever you're headed today in your cars. And thank you so much for listening to us here on The Morning Shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan, celebrating an early Cinco de Mayo. I've already got plans lined up for later on this evening, and they involve not going anywhere. Involve tacos at my house with homemade margaritas. So hopefully you guys are doing the same and chilling out. We're going to talk a little bit in a minute about the Atlanta Falcons and obviously some of the other stories from around the NFL we'll get to. But right now we're going to go out to the phone lines. We're going to welcome in Braves Director of Marketing and Advertising, Jory Palmer. Jory, look, let's just start there. Where can we go in the battery down there to get a margarita? I know it's probably not your lane, but look, if we're headed to the battery later on, where are we going to get a margarita down there?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Mike, I have definitely worked my way through the battery for margaritas, so I would recommend starting off with Super Rica. They've got the skinny margs, the spicy ones, all sort of stuff, so definitely hit up Super Rica.
Yeah, the Super Rica did make the top five list earlier today, so you're saved on that. Look, Jory, it's obviously a big summer down at Truist Park with the All-Star game going on. What do you think is has been the toughest part for you as a professional, just in terms of just getting the information out and making sure everybody knows about the All-Star game and Bristol and everything else going on with you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. We have, so, like I like to say, you know, once in a career type stuff happening. You know, the All-Star game rolls in every 20 years or so. There's so much going on, so much planning involved in that. So we're kind of rolling out information as we get things confirmed. But I really think we're going to do a great job at kind of activating the whole city, activating the whole battery, making it really accessible for fans. You know, if you want to come out to the celebrity softball game or the futures game and see the top minor leaguers, you know, there's going to be options, you know, for everybody. And then, yeah, 2 weeks later, we head to Bristol Motor Speedway to play the Reds in kind of the first ever MLB Speedway Classic. So obviously we know Braves Country is going to show up pretty far and wide. So we're excited about that one. I personally am really excited with the Tim McGraw pregame concert that was announced a week or two ago. I mean, it's really not a bad value. You get your ticket, you get the Fan Plaza, a Tim McGraw show, and a baseball game all in one.
Yeah, Thunder Valley, Bristol. I'm definitely excited for that. That's going to be really awesome. Obviously, they did the football game a while back. But you got something that kind of goes along with that tomorrow night. And some of the giveaways you had this month, there's a Rozel Iglesias bobblehead and a Zuna bobblehead. But tomorrow night you have this Braves diecast race car presented by NAPA. Now, first off, how do I get one sent to me? But secondly, kind of talk about that and the other giveaways you guys had this month.
That's right. Bo, I got you. I'm going to stick one in the mail for you.
Yes. Jory's my new favorite person in the
Braves. Double that order.
That's right. No, I mean, you're right. We have so much stuff coming up. But we are really focused on May in the A because it is officially May in the A. I can't think of a better place to spend your May than Truist Park. And like you said, Bo, we've got some really awesome stuff. Tomorrow night we're giving away the diecast car. So this one was really fun. So think, you know, a little Matchbox car, Braves branded, a lot of fun. And then Thursday, Rozel Iglesias bobblehead. So, I mean, we saw a great save last night with his arms in that signature pointing up pose. So first 15,000 fans tomorrow get the race car, then Iggy bobblehead on Thursday. And then next Wednesday, we got Marcell Ozuna. His arms are kind of flapping in his signature home run trot pose. So we've got his arms bobbling, his head bobbling, and with the offensive performance that guy put on last year, he has definitely earned himself a bobblehead.
Well, and I know with celebrating May in the A, there are some amazing deals going on, Jory. You have like $10 general admission tickets. What else is happening?
Allie, get this. It gets even better. Yeah, we've got the $10 GA tickets. I mean, that's a fantastic get-in price. $30 outfield tickets, great place to sit and try and catch some home run balls. I think one of the coolest parts of this May in the A promotion is $10 parking in lot 31. Like, that hardly ever happens, but we're going to do it. First 500 spots in lot 31, that's really not a bad walk at all. So, I mean, you can get to the ballpark for, you know, $10 ticket, $10 parking. We've also got, Bo, I feel like this might, or actually, Mike, this one's probably right up your alley, and then Bo for the next one, but $1.99 hot dogs, Mike. How about that? In our upper level concessions.
Hanging out.
I said it.
Atlanta Braves Director of Marketing and Advertising, Jory Palmer. Jory, before we let you go, I got one question. Actually, I have a favor. How do we go about getting Bo Morgan lined up to race the Freeze? Like, is that something that you can pull a string on?
I don't
or like
that
is, that's one of the most. That's a question that I get more than anything. My own husband is trying to get me to let him race the Freeze, and he's 42. So if there was a way, I could make it happen. But, you know, it's hard to do. It's hard to get in that line.
Well, we appreciate you. Any avenue you can explore to be able to make that happen, we would appreciate it greatly here. Appreciate you joining us this morning, and look forward to May in the A.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Check it all out at braves.com/May in the A. Tons of deals. $3.99 Miller highlights. I forgot to add. That's
okay,
really
now
important.
We're talking.
But there you go. Lots going on. Come visit us at Truist Park because we got some exciting matchups, giveaways, promotions, and it'll be a great place to be.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jory, for hanging out with us.
Dude.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
$3.99 High Life? That sounds like college.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, she kind of came at me right there about the hot dog special. What? You know what I mean? I felt a little bit attacked on there. She was like, Mike, you'll be excited. Hot dogs. Well, and I was like, whoa.
We all know you could probably throw back a few wieners.
Not going any further on this one. But appreciate her, obviously, hanging out with us.
She didn't
want
to say that to
stuff.
Alice. You know she's a vegan.
Yeah, I know.
They have Beyond hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond. I'm sure they have Beyond Brats.
They do.
Yeah. Beyond Brats. Anyways, we got to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. We talked earlier, Bo, about Braylon Trice and the expectations for him. Dylan, I want to play that sound one more time about defensive line coach Nate Ollie talking about expectations for Braylon Trice in year two.
Yeah, so, like, we're working with Jock, so we'll be working collectively, like, with Jock. Like, Braylon Trice, that guy is violent. Like, you go back and you watch his tape, and when we got in here, everybody raved about Trice. Like, really like Trice. When I was over in Houston and we was watching him coming out, he's violent, man. He's violent in his rush, and we talk about being, like, direct rushers, like, being direct with your rush, because a lot of guys kind of win with, like, speed. I can win off the speed, but working cross chops off the edge and got these plethora of moves. What I just feel like Bryce is real good is about being direct. And most of the time, we all know, man, they ain't got to look pretty. As long as you get the guy on the ground.
But I think that my mentality, I think a lot of Falcons fans' mentality about Braylon Trice that'll be entering this season, I think maybe you defer from me. Like, when I look at Braylon Trice, to me, anything he does this season, statistically or situationally, whatever it is, to me, it's icing on the cake after the draft we had. I think you have a little bit higher expectations for him and his role this year, though.
Well, I do because I did last year. But it was interesting because someone we were talking about this, and we got all kinds of interesting tweets with people apparently upset we have too much pass rush. Now, I don't know. But the guy goes, look, man, I don't expect a lot from him. He's recovering. Well, I think everyone's recovery is different. And I also think it is going to be a full year, basically – a weekend of training camp for him, right? Because he got hurt the opening preseason game in that first half. But I said, you know, that's a good point, but however, look at it this way. What he has now, you've added in Floyd, and you already had Ebiketie, and Jalen Walker, and James Pierce. Less will be put on him, and you can also use him a little bit more spotty, right? So Braylon Trice won't be necessarily. He's not going to be asked to come back and be a guy that plays, you know, 45 to 55% of the snap counts, right? Because of that, you might get more out of him. He won't, you know, it'll be easier on his body getting back used to the game, the recovery, all those things, which could give you the best of him, right?
I think so. And granted, man, I've been there, and I know that this has been cataloged more times than not. When you get a mid-round draft pick that misses time with injury. Now, I didn't miss a season. I missed about a month, I believe, coming through training camp when I was a rookie. It's hard to climb back from. It's hard to miss a lot of that rookie year and kind of climb out of that and be a contributing factor. And I think that's the reason you see this front office draft two edge rushers in the first round when you don't really know what Braylon Trice is. But I think to your point, I think we're missing the point a little bit. How many times did I just talk, last week after the draft about defensive tackles missing the meat in the middle that will stop the run that allow you to get in third and long? Braylon Trice can be that guy too, and I think that fits into what Nate Ollie's talking about is how physical he can be, not only in the pass rush but in the run game where he can, you know, stop some of the bigger tackles in the game from being able to attack you in the run. So
yeah, set that edge,
and I think. We talked about last year when he was drafted, we kind of compared him to Byron Young and the way he's utilized in that Los Angeles Rams defense, and I think that's very much what you're looking at in terms of the upside of Braylon Trice. I don't know if that's what he is or what he will be coming off injury. Nobody knows at this point what Braylon Trice will be, but I think there is a lot of upside there, and it's untapped potential that'll go next to Rook and Brandon Dorlus and J.D. Bertrand and everybody else that's part of that draft class last year. So we'll keep tabs on it nonetheless, and hopefully he can continue to get back to health and use the power and that lower body coming off that injury. Reminder, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back, we'll hit a little bit more of those Atlanta Braves, talk about that pitching matchup tonight with A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound. We'll also hit a life of squid.
There was a record tied in golf by the world's best golfer currently, plus one of the worst championship acceptance speeches I've heard in a long time. I mean, talk about coming off arrogant, entitled. Yeah. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And?
The Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift finishing up here, man. Appreciate you guys. Like I said, this entire show, thank you for hanging out with us on this Cinco de Mayo. Although I'm curious, does anybody take like the day off for Cinco de Mayo? Probably the day after, more likely.
Yeah. The day after, you definitely need to take off if you celebrate tonight.
If that's your thing.
Yes.
And like I said, got tacos lined up for the house. We're just at a point in our lives where we're not going anywhere to celebrate holidays for the most part. Like, shout out to Dylan. His birthday's on St. Patrick's Day. We're not leaving the house for St. Patrick's Day. Are you kidding me? Like, what, I got to pack, you know, green clothes in the go bag, the diaper bag? Like,
no. I do know people that do still celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Like, my neighbor, like, it's a holiday. They like, oh, yeah, we got to go out. Not so much. I think I don't even leave the house. I leave the house. But I don't leave the neighborhood anymore for 4th of July.
Yeah.
There's no reason to. We got a pool. Check. I got multiple grills. Check. Hey, Allie, do you eat fish at all?
I do not. That's pescatarian.
Yeah, she's pescatarian.
Okay.
Vegan just means, like, no on the animals.
I'm out.
No, I just know some. But see, there's a difference in vegan and vegetarian,
there
right?
Is. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You will see vegetarians slamming mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
You will not see me do that.
Yeah. Because, again,
I don't know what you got against mozzarella
animal
sticks.
Animal related. We're going to have so much fun with this.
I mean, to not be able to go somewhere and they have fried calamari on the menu and be like, yep, I'll
okay,
take that.
There are certain things I miss. Calamari is 100% one of them.
Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you a question. Do you like the ring calamari or the ones that have tentacles?
No. The rings.
The rings.
The rings.
Okay.
Sure.
I like the tentacles ones.
The look on Dylan's face as concerned right now. He's like, you don't eat calamari?
I've never had calamari.
Whoa.
I would try fried calamari. I know for a fact I would not like non.
Well, yeah, I mean fried.
You know that now, Dylan. I don't think that you. I think you know the difference, but I want to. You do know I'm talking about calamari, not caviar, right?
Yes, caviar is fish eggs. Calamari is squid.
That's disgusting.
You just tested
Now I won't go near that. You don't eat caviar, do you, Dylan?
No, I've also never had caviar.
I do want to, real quick, before we get to the Braves, do want to bring up the fact that Bo Johnson just filled me in, and I apologize. I will. If you guys think an apology is necessary, I will apologize. Bo Johnson just walked in, and he goes, hey, just want you to know that band you saw on Friday, they probably prefer to be called a tribute band, not a cover band.
All right. I've had enough. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to – full stop.
Well, I was apologizing to anybody out there that was upset.
With all due respect, if you go around playing other people's songs, you don't have a right to get to say what you're called, a tribute band or a cover band. It's all the same.
Well,
all right? I'm sorry, but don't miss me with that they're a tribute band. Now they're a cover band. They wrote all their songs. Oh, wait, they didn't. They just covered someone else's.
All right, here's my next question, and we're going to move on to the Braves, I promise. In 20 seconds, we're going to move on to the Braves. My next question is, can you be called a cover band if you do more than one band? Like, if you do more than one, like, if you're not just doing Queen.
Yeah.
So are you a tribute band if you just focus on one band?
The tribute band is one band.
Okay.
Cover band is
multiple.
Like an 80s cover band.
Right, okay, perfect.
Same thing.
All right.
Nothing's original. You're covering songs.
All right.
And look, I said with all due respect, because I love a good tribute band or cover band. Like the guy that does Mad Life, the Kid Rock guy, that guy is phenomenal, and he is all in on it. The guy that did Prince, all in. Like, they're phenomenal, but I mean, it's semantics on what they're called. They're a cover band.
Yeah,
sorry, I just think it's a little much.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It is what it is. If that's what you want to be called. No worries, though, and let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves tonight. As promised, the Reds headed into town for a four-game set. Now, look, I think that you were let down a little bit losing 2 of 3 to the Dodgers. You did win last night. You didn't get swept. It was a one-run victory last night. I will say, though, when you start looking at the matchups, and the Reds are a good team. If you haven't woken up on the Reds this year so far, they're 18-17. They've been decent. We talked to Grant about him a little bit on Friday, and the Braves are going to match up in this four-game set with A.J. Smith-Shawver starting tonight, and then Chris Sale, Grant Holmes, and Spencer Schwellenbach. And, Bo, I got to hold you to task on this a little bit, and I'm not blaming you in any ways, but I think you talked about Schwellenbach a couple of weeks ago might be the best pitcher on the staff. I would say he's the coldest of those four right now in terms of what we think he can do in this four-game set.
I mean, if you go through the last few performances, it's kind of – it's really Sale and and Elder. Yep. Those are the two hottest pitchers right now. Yeah, Schwelly's hit tough times. They're being aggressive early in counts. I think he's going to have to kind of readjust and switch things up and realize that they're coming after, knowing that he's a guy that throws strikes, and they're going after him. Also, you know, maybe he's just got a little bit of a confidence thing because he has been hit, and it's just got to lock him. He's also had some, you know, Diamondbacks. Was it the Diamondbacks or the Rockies he faced? It was the Diamondbacks, yeah. It was a little bit rough. And then you go – the Dodgers are a tough – they're tough.
That's,
you
a
know,
tough
they're
draw. That's a tough
so
draw.
So he's had a rough go. And this is not going to be an easy lineup because, you know, Ellie De La Cruz is a phenomenal player. The guy is speed. He's an RBI guy. Gets on base. You got Gavin Lux, has been pretty good. He's almost got a 400 on base percentage. But I'm concerned, but I'm not worried. Like, I'm not panicking about Schwellenbach, but yeah. I am concerned. Like, hey man, like, you need to go have a good outing and keep that confidence up, because that's a guy that they absolutely need this year.
Yeah. Chris Sale, obviously, starting to string together a little bit better starts. You go back to the Colorado game, 2 earned in 7 innings. I think that he kind of holds the key to this next stretch for the Braves. It's almost like, you know, April, you start off the season, you never know what you're going to get in. Some guys are cold, some are hot. May, to me, is when you start settling in and you are starting to be what you are going to be. So we don't know when Spencer Strider's coming back at this point. But Chris Sale is one of those guys that if he can settle in and start to even get remotely to what he was last year, he's going to be a big factor in this team moving forward.
Absolutely. And look, by the end of this month, I think you'll know what this Braves team is, because I don't think they'll be a below 500 team at the end of the month. You need a 500 May. You'll probably get Ronnie back in June. I would say early June.
Your guess is as good as mine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's another thing. That, like, who knows? We have not had many updates on that front at all.
Well, there was an update recently, and it's just like, yeah, it's still wait and see kind of thing. Right now, Verdugo is giving you what you need. Eli White's playing pretty well out there, so you're getting what you need from this team, and you can be patient with Ronnie. And there's no reason to rush him back. So What you need is Spencer Strider. That's what you honestly need.
Touché.
Because I think right now, I'm going to ask Grant about this again on Friday, but I think right now you've got Elder doing – if he can continue on this, and then you got Shauver, if he can build off the outing he had in Colorado, then you look at if Strider does come back, dude, what are we doing? Six-man rotation, give these guys rest, give these guys – the young arm's going to have time, Elder has time, Sale has time, and Strider has time. I think it helps in everybody, and you can do that if all these guys are pitching pretty well. That's what I would go to right now, and that's a way for this team to get hot. Dylan, speaking of hot, let's get to the life of Squid. You know, Baron Burton's W sauce is so freaking good, Allie, you can even put it on veggies. That's I put it on my broccoli. I put it on my bratwurst.
Hang on. You don't know that it's vegan-friendly. I'm assuming it might be.
The Vegan Shire version of it is vegan-friendly.
There we go.
Okay, now we're talking.
Because that's why it's called the Vegan Shire, Michael.
You didn't say that.
Yeah. Tell you what. And I don't know if beer is vegan friendly or not, but I knew New Round Brewing's Owl and Lager is the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. I had one yesterday while I was watching the greatest golfer in the world right now, who got his 19th win yesterday in dominant fashion at the Byron Nelson Classic, which is his hometown tournament, Michael. This guy, Scottie Scheffler, went out there, and I mean, what if I told you dude was going for 35 under, which would have been an all-time record, but he only reached 31 under par for a weekend. That's 253 strokes for the weekend, and that tied Justin Thomas's Sony Open, which was also equaled 6 years later by Ludwig Oyberg at the RSM Classic. He closed with a 63 yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he beat the next guy. I think the next guy was like 2,300. Imagine being 2,300 par and getting just ran off the tournament.
What if I told you, speaking of 30 for 30s, what if I told you that I too have had weekends where I've had 253 strokes? It just came in two rounds instead of four.
Yeah, well, I've actually done that. I mean, I looked at my buddy yesterday, and me and Bristow, we watched like the last like seven holes together, and I looked at him and said, "Dude, I would like to be like 31 over par for a round," and say,
"Right,
yeah,
yeah, 100%. If I could play nine holes the way he played 72, I would be the happiest man on the planet."
Right now, my golf game is in repair for a plethora of reasons. One, I lost my swing, and two, I hadn't swung a golf club in a while because, you know, I got the pork chop up there. All right, I'm a Supercross fan. Most people on this show are not, and I like to go once a year. But they went out; they were out in Salt Lake for their final round of the Supercross version of what is pro motocross these days, and Brian Diggins' son. Brian Diggins was a race car driver, kind of a stunt guy. He's a wild man of all things. He's got a couple of kids. His daughter Haley is in NASCAR, and his son Hayden is a very good Supercross rider. He's an up and comer. The 250 class, the West version of that, he is now the champion. He won it Saturday. He did it on a little bit of a controversial pass of his teammate Cole Davies, where he kind of just cut him off on the inside. I think it was a clean pass. Some people thought it was a little bit of a hard pass. I think those people also want to be called a tribute band, not a cover band. But I digress. I have no issue with it. What I do have an issue with was this acceptance speech.
Like this today, but here you are with the number plate. Talk about what this journey's been like and getting this championship off your chest.
Yeah, first of all, I want to congrats Cole. He's been riding really good. And two laps ago, I wanted that win, baby. I was going to do anything for it. And, yeah, man, this means a lot to me because people doubted me all the way. They tell me I was all hype coming into Supercross and Motocross. And they just mad that I'm him and they got to deal with it. If you don't like it, you can suck it, honestly. Hey, we the champ now. And let's go, baby.
He dropped a, they mad because I am him, and if they don't like it, they can suck it. This kid kid is very young. He's not old, all right? He is he's a young kid.
Yeah, he sounds like 18 a middle schooler.
They just mad that I'm him.
That could be in my open these
I mean,
days.
Now, granted, the people that are in charge of Supercross are celebrating the fact that they have a heel. They are loving this. But I don't think that anybody's going to be – heading to be a fan of that, Elliot.
You don't think there's going to be media training immediately for this kid?
No, because he's 19. This is year two for him.
No.
I'm pretty sure he got arrested recently for street racing type thing.
Supercross riders, it's like UFC.
Okay.
You know
the funny thing is he's about to enter 450 soon. And there's a guy named Jet Lawrence, who's an Australian. His brother Hunter, they're very good. But Jed is young. He's already got a title in 450. He had one in 250. Hayden Diggins is going to meet Jed, and Jed is going to put him in his place a little bit. So are some of the guys like Cooper Webb and Chase Sexton. They're going to do it their own way. Just wait till, Brian Anderson gets a hold of this guy. Like, there's some guys that are going to – Jace Anderson, excuse me, are going to get a hold of this guy. And it's going to be a rude awakening in 450, but – I don't know if I want to celebrate the guy for being a heel or tell him to get real.
Yeah. Well, look, man, appreciate you guys all hanging out with us here. That's going to do it for us today on the morning shift. For Mike, for Allie, for Bo, for Dylon, I got a treat for you guys coming up next. Abe and Drew Butler are in the bullpen for the Steakhouse today. You are not going to want to miss that. Make sure you.
Everybody got Selena. Stay cool, Atlanta.